Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Have you ever noticed that Jesus always seems to be looking for a place to live? From one statement he made, it would seem he was virtually homeless. So my question for us to consider today, will we make a place in our hearts and lives for him this Christmas season? Yes, I said make room for Jesus. Why do I say this? Most of us find ways to fill our lives so full, in fact, too full with activities and events, which may seem to be important, and ultimately, there is not much room for anything else. As we draw close to this Christmas, we need to slow down just a bit, read the passages which impact our lives with this powerful story, and let them soak in. Stories which include thoughts like, she brought him forth, her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn in Luke 2:7. No room in the inn. It appears that there are many who have found that there is no room in the inn for them as well. Have we made room for the Lord to rest within our hearts and lives? Matthew gives us this thought. The foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head in Matthew 8:20. Jesus is still looking for a dwelling place. He has found one in our lives. Not just a momentary place to rest, but a permanent home, hopefully. During this season of contemplation, many have opened their hearts to Jesus and invited him into their lives to some degree. How much of a residency have we actually given him? Many have prayed the sinner's prayer, calling for forgiveness, Romans 10:13, and have assurance of their salvation, 1 John 5:13. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. This is his promise which assures us of a place in heaven if we have areas or rooms within our lives where we submit to him and do not shut him out. If we have shut him out, he's not Lord at all. God has made him both Lord and Christ, according to Acts 2:36. Hudson Taylor said this, and I thought it was very good. If Jesus is not Lord of all, he is not Lord at all. Let me repeat that for you. If Jesus is not Lord of all, he is not Lord at all. So today my thought for us to consider is simple. Have we given him complete rule over our lives as we invite him into our hearts? Are we seeking to follow him, submit to his leading, and live for him, especially during this Christmas when we worship the birth of our Savior and claim to be his child? The one who can answer this question is each of us individually, a little soul searching. Jesus desires more than just a place to live. He wants to sit on the throne of our hearts and be number one in every area of our lives. He insists on being first place in our lives. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. It's interesting that this was written to a church that had shut Jesus out. They were going through all the emotions of Christianity, religion, without any emotions from the heart and the soul. Their relationship with him had shut down and he was shut out. There are many churches and many believers who have shut God out much of their lives. He's no longer number one. He's no longer sitting on the throne in their lives and their activities. So as we draw near Christ's birthday celebration, where is he in our lives right now? Shut out on the side or on the throne, the one who is leading us every day? This is something I want us to ponder and ask ourselves to consider. Let's not just go through the emotions of worshiping him. Let's genuinely worship our Lord and Savior who was born to us on Christmas Day. Prayer list for today, Corey Kenny, Kathy Steele, Janelle, all battling cancer. Dallas and Whitney, as Dallas looks for another job in their transition. Corey Williams, who's on hospice. Remember George Jr. as he finishes his rehab. Today we got a notice that Ted Scrivener and Janelle Maddox and their families are mourning, and we want to lift them up in prayer as their father Jerry has gone home. Israel and the Middle East, our missionaries, our families, our nation, our churches, and our families. Spend a few moments in prayer, and then have a great day as we approach this Christmas celebration together. God bless you.